Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Carolyn Forché. Carolyn Forché was born in Detroit in 1950 and grew up in a large Catholic family. Forché is known as a poet of witness, a genre that she developed through her life and work. She started writing when she was 9, and when Forché was 24, Stanley Kunitz selected her first book, Gathering the Tribes, for the Yale Younger Poets Award. When Forché was in her late 20s, her life and poetry took a dramatic turn. She had been translating Spanish poetry and working for Amnesty International when she received a Guggenheim Fellowship to work as a human rights advocate in El Salvador. Forché had been told that a civil war was brewing. But in the fall of 1979, just after she arrived, a coup toppled the government, the country erupted in civil war, and Forché found herself in the eye of the storm. She stayed on for 3 years, working to find people who had been disappeared and to report on their whereabouts. When increasing violence forced Forché to leave, the Archbishop Ramos told her she could still help by using her poetry to draw attention to the people of El Salvador. Forché decided to write about what she saw, and in 1981 published The Country Between Us. The book is full of haunting images, a blank-eyed boy with a broken doll, a baby looking for milk from its mother's dead body, a pile of severed ears pressed to the ground. Reviewer Katha Pollitt described Forché's poems as postcards from the volcano of 20th-century barbarism. When the conflict in El Salvador continued to escalate, Forché's book became a bestseller and entered the national debate on Central American policy. Forché became known as an activist poet, a term she didn't find entirely accurate. "I might perhaps accept the idea of being an activist and a poet," she said, but she stressed that poetry can't be placed in the service of anything other than itself. In the following years, Forché worked for Amnesty International, reported from war zones in Beirut and South Africa, and worked as a translator and editor. In 1993, she edited the anthology Against Forgetting, 20th Century Poetry of Witness, which collects the work of poets who have experienced exile, war, and imprisonment. Forché's second book of poems, The Angel of History, was published in 1994, followed by Blue Hour in 2003. Carolyn Forché is a professor of English at Georgetown University and lives in Maryland with her husband and son. The poems you are about to hear were recorded in New York City in 2008.
In 1979, when I was in El Salvador working as a human rights activist, I made a visit to a prison in Ahuachapán. This poem comes from that visit. The Visitor. In Spanish, he whispers, "There is no time left." It is the sound of scythes arcing in wheat, the ache of some field song in Salvador. The wind along the prison, cautious, as Francisco's hands on the inside, touching the walls as he walks. It is his wife's breath slipping into his cell each night while he imagines his hand to be hers. It is a small country. There is nothing one man will not do to another. This poem is a documentary poem. It comes from May 1978 in San Salvador, El Salvador. It contains an obscenity. I feel I should announce that in advance. I believe it contains actually two obscenities. The Colonel. What you have heard is true. I was in his house. His wife carried a tray of coffee and sugar. His daughter filed her nails. His son went out for the night. There were daily papers, pet dogs, a pistol on the cushion beside him. The moon swung bare on its black cord over the house. On the television was a cop show. It was in English. Broken bottles were embedded in the walls around the house to scoop the kneecaps from a man's legs or cut his hands to lace. On the windows there were gratings like those in liquor stores. We had dinner, rack of lamb, good wine. A gold bell was on the table for calling the maid. The maid brought green mangoes, salt, a type of bread. I was asked how I enjoyed the country. There was a brief commercial in Spanish. His wife took everything away. There was some talk then of how difficult it had become to govern. The parrot said hello on the terrace. The colonel told it to shut up and pushed himself from the table. My friend said to me with his eyes, "Say nothing." The colonel returned with a sack used to bring groceries home. He spilled many human ears on the table. They were like dried peach halves. There is no other way to say this. He took one of them in his hands, shook it in our faces, dropped it into a water glass. It came alive there. "I am tired of fooling around," he said. "As for the rights of anyone, tell your people they can go fuck themselves." He swept the ears to the floor with his arm and held the last of his wine in the air. "Something for your poetry, no?" he said. Some of the ears on the floor caught this scrap of his voice. Some of the ears on the floor were pressed to the ground. I wrote this poem to a friend who had endured the siege of Sarajevo. Letter to a city under siege. Turning the pages of the book you have lent me of your wounded city, reading the braille of its walls, walking beneath ghost branches of chestnuts, fires that turn the bullet-shattered windows bronze, flaring an instant without warming the fallen houses, where you sleep without water or light, a biscuit tin of nothing between you. Or later, in the cafe that is no longer, you choose the one, hours of an evening discussing burnt literature from the library, where all books meet with despair. I want to give your notes back to you, so they might be published in a common language, not yours or mine, but a tongue understood by kindergartners and night watchmen. I want to lie down in the cemetery where violets grow in your childhood, before snipers fired on the city using gravestones for cover. It isn't difficult to sleep among the dead. Before leaving, I want to tell you that your tunnel is still there, mud-walled and hallowed of earth, through which you brought into the city medicine and oranges, oranges bright as winter moons by the barrel-load. I would crawl through your tunnel as you did, leaving some of your violets and the night of your poems. I would bring everyone a gift of pears, then walk further up Abdullah Kauji Street, where one can see the city in fog, roofs woven of blackened timber filled with sky, uprooted bridge railings groaning in wind, where a shard of glass is suspended as a guillotine over the spines of books in a shop window, and where through snow a dog finds his way with, in his mouth, a human bone. What happens isn't complicated, is it? Nor is the city hell on earth. Shells don't rain down from the heavens, but are fired by human hands. The children of the city make bulletproof vests out of cardboard. There is no shortage of food, water, medicine. Food, water, medicine are withheld. The clopping sounds aren't horses, but roof tiles shattering. There are carcasses of trolley cars and trams, limbless caryatids. The library burns on page 60, as it burns in all the newspapers of the world. Quiet are the ruins of the houses of God. All the houses. And what else? What more? No food, no light, no water. clocks aren't spared. The tunnel, the oranges. I had a friend who traveled the world and decided he didn't want to buy souvenirs anywhere, and so he took up the practice of choosing a little stone from each place he visited. And when he brought it home, he would label it very carefully. This stone is from below the Eiffel Tower, summer 1978. This stone is from the pyramid in Egypt, 1980. And all of these were against a wall, and it was a beautiful practice, I thought. So I began to also do this. However, I wasn't as organized as he was, and so I wound up with a sack. I have a poem that I wrote for him, The Museum of Stones. These are your stones, assembled in matchbox and tin, collected from roadside, culvert and viaduct, battlefield, threshing floor, basilica, abattoir. Stones loosened by tanks in the streets, from a city whose earliest map was drawn in ink on linen. Schoolyard stones in the hand of a corpse, pebble from Apollinaire's oui. Stone of the mind within us, carried from one silence to another. Stone of cromlech and cairn, schist and shale, hornblende, agate, marble, millstones, ruins of choirs and shipyards, chalk, marl, mudstone from temples and tombs. Stone from the silvery grass near the scaffold. Stone from the tunnel lined with bones. Lava of a city's entombment, chipped from lighthouse, cell wall, scriptorium. Paving stones from the hands of those who rose against the army. Stones where the bells had fallen, where the bridges were blown. Those that had flown through windows, weighted petitions, feldspar, rose quartz, blue schist, gneiss, and chert. Fragments of an abbey at dusk. Sandstone toe of a Buddha, mortared at Bamiyan. Stone from the hill of three crosses and a crypt. From a chimney whose storks cried like human children. Stones newly fallen from stars, a stillness of stones, a heart. Altar and boundary stone, marker and vessel, first cast, load and hail, bridge stones and others to pave and shut up with, stone apple, stone basil, beech berry, stone brake, stone bramble, stone fern, lichen, liverwort, pippin and root. Concretion of the body. As blind, as cold, as deaf, all earth a quarry, all life a labor, stone-faced, stone-drunk with hope that this assemblage of rubble taken together would become a shrine or holy place, an ossuary, immovable and sacred, like the stone that marked the path of the sun as it entered the human dawn.
That was Carolyn Forché, recorded in New York City in 2008. The poems were used by permission of Carolyn Forché, Condé Nast, HarperCollins Publishers, Copper Canyon Press, and William Morris Agency. You have been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with PoetryArchive.org. To learn more about Carolyn Forché and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.